This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
We are coming to you live from above Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. It is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, of course, is the number as we are going through an overreaction Monday. And in the first hour, the overreactions were fast, they were furious, and they had Bart just in his emotions. We get tweets as well on him. If you can't call, you certainly can tweet at Barton Hahn. For instance, here's Big Bear. He tweets at us, let me give you an overreaction. I can't call in. I'm supposed to be working, saving lives in a pharmacy. We appreciate that. He said, if Dak doesn't heal fast and Cooper Rush gets a couple of games under his belt, he'll take that job. He's not playing scared. That's a bit of an overreaction. You don't pay
that's a bit
Dak.
That's a bit of insanity.
You don't pay Dak all that money.
It's no scenario. This isn't Steve Young and Joe Montana.
But that's what you're supposed to do. You're a fan. You overreact. Yeah, that's perfect.
I mean, listen, I think that game says a lot more about the Bengals and what the hell's going on. What's going on? That offense.
Burrow and that offensive line are not on the same page.
30.
Because, you know what, honestly, like Hembo mentioned this on Greeny, and he came up with some stats that I don't remember, but it's a really smart take. Burrow holds the ball too long.
Yeah.
And the line just can't hold up.
But that tells me.
You call it burping the baby. He does that.
See, but that tells me, and Norv Turner was notorious for this. Mm-hmm. He was a shot taker, right? So, like, most of his offense was seven-step drops. And then what happens is the line scheme did not match up with the drops of the scheme. So we always attacked them because we knew that the quarterback had to wait to throw the ball so long that we would get there if we put pressure on it. If we got initial pressure and you get the quarterback off his spot, he loses sight of what the hell's going on down the field.
Right.
And I feel like maybe that's what they're doing. You know, and they're trying to be a big play offense because remember all the big plays that they had with Jamar Chase, yeah. T. Higgins, yeah. Tyler Boyd, but they forget that the pad, your route combinations have to match up with maybe a 3-step drop or a 5-step drop. 7-step drops take too long to develop down the field, and if they get disrupted off the line of scrimmage, which everybody's playing some type of zone, looks like everybody's playing a zone rushing 4, so now they have people in the windows. Nobody's playing them man-to-man. And they're getting up in their chest and jamming them at the line of scrimmage, which throws it off, which makes the line have to hold up even longer because those routes are deep routes and not short routes.
There's a lot of film on them because they went deep into the playoffs. They went all the way to the Super Bowl. So there's so much film on what they do that is something that you're seeing. Yeah. In the first 2 weeks anyway, there's a lot of adjustments to be made. Here's another one, another overreaction. Adrian tweets this one at Barton Hahn. Steelers will start Pickett if the offense stinks this Thursday against the Browns.
Yeah.
I don't think that's an overreaction.
Yeah, that's reality.
I think fans will be calling for that. If Trubisky just continues to be, I wouldn't say horrible, but he's just meh. Like, there's just, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, there's nothing there. And when that defense didn't have TJ Watt, it's a different defense. Mac Jones, you know, looked okay. Like, it's not like they didn't light it up either, right?
They're not celebrating in New England either.
Oh, no. That was not a win that made you feel better about things if you're in New England, but it's a win. You're not 0-2. And that was critical. Because if they lost that game, they'd be in last place in the division. Yeah. And that's not a place that Bill Belichick used to be.
Now I'm looking at the Jets and saying, hey, why can't the Jets beat the Bengals? And why shouldn't they be able to beat
the Jets?
Why wouldn't they be able to beat Pittsburgh?
I don't know.
I think the Jets are a better team than New England right now.
I don't know if that's crazy. I don't know how to feel about the Jets win. I don't.
Because it took a miracle.
It took a lot. It took a team to literally just stop playing. It took a lot. That's what the funny thing about these comeback wins is you could look at them. It depends.
Yeah, Miami and stuff
it's
like that is subjective.
The Ravens could say, man, they didn't beat us. We beat our, right?
But Miami looked bad. The Jets were in it the entire game. This was a competitive
17-17.
The entire game.
Yeah.
Like, this was a blowout and then a collapse.
Right.
Like even in
the Dolphins' comeback was a
even
collapse.
Even with the Raiders in the Cardinals, they was dominant. They should have been able to put more points up. They were up 17 points.
That was
the Ravens. I mean the Jets in Cleveland. It was tough and it was tough sledding the entire game. They were responding. They didn't just get fired in one quarter.
Yeah.
They were right there with them the entire time. So
Let's get a couple of more games, though, to talk about, because we spent a lot of time on the comeback games, as we should have. We talked a lot about that Saints-Bucks game, which ended up in now a suspension for Mike Evans. That is official, so he will miss the next game. Right. The 49ers win, but lose their starting quarterback, but did they?
But they win.
That's what
they
I mean.
Won. They won.
I hate to put it this way, but Bart, you as a player, the Niners have Jimmy G. They end up not cutting him, not trading him.
And
they keep
a
him.
Massive pay cut.
Trey Lance now, who was supposed to be their guy for this year and didn't look good in week one and really wasn't, you know, weren't sure even in the beginning of this game. It was a bad weather game again.
Yep.
And he snaps his ankle and he's out for the season. You feel terrible for him.
And Jimmy, but there's G, Jimmy comes G in, comes and what happens? What happens to the offense?
The same thing happens. They just do what they've been doing the last 3-4 years, which is he knows that system. They run it. And
if you look within that division,
the
Rams don't look so unbeatable.
No, they
don't look so dominant.
Does it change the way you view the Niners?
Yes. I think they're a contender to be in the Super Bowl and to win that division. It's realistic.
Now, the Niners haven't moved yet. I'm just looking at some of the numbers here. This futures
they will
the Super Bowl
after,
odds.
After Jimmy starts.
Because the Chiefs have moved from 8-1 to 7-1, which is tying the Bucks for the second favorite. So the Bills are still the favorites. But the Bengals have dropped big time. The Browns have dropped big time. Colts, big time. Dolphins have gone up slightly. Raiders have dropped big
time.
The Ravens
shouldn't have moved nowhere.
But I'm not seeing the 49ers with a significant jump.
They will. They will once he plays a full game as a starter. And they say, oh, this is how this defense looks when they play with a lead. Oh, this is how it looks when the ball comes out on time. Oh, this is how Debo looks tremendous when he gets like easy slants and easy and being able to get audibles within the offense.
Because Garoppolo just it's muscle memory for him. Does it say a lot for you? Again, you played
the
over a decade in the NFL.
Tough.
Jimmy G could have easily looked at the situation like, get me out of here. I don't want to be around this. You don't want me. Right?
I think he knew.
What do you mean he knew?
He knew that Trey Lance and how they were going to use him running the football.
He wasn't going to be ready?
No, knew that he wouldn't be able to hold up and knew that he would play bad.
So he reworked his deal to stay there.
Yeah.
And it ends up working out.
He could have got
out.
Cut and they would have still owed him money. But
right.
He reworked it. And guess what it had in it? Performers incentives.
That's right.
And guess what he's about to get?
Yeah.
His damn incentives.
That's right. Because he's going to play
from week
15
two.
Weeks.
Right.
Well, yeah, more than 15 weeks.
He'll play
16 weeks of football.
We got it because he basically started yesterday because it was the first quarter.
But it says a lot, though, that how he conducted himself throughout this whole thing.
Right.
It says a lot. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being too sentimental about it, but I just looked at it like, you know what? This guy's been nothing but a pro and a classy pro.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And here he is now for his team, ready, prepared, ready, helps them win. They needed it, right? Now to get to 1-1. And there's no feeling like, usually when you lose your QB1, you feel like the wheels are going to fall. I mean, look at the Cowboys. The feeling was the season's over.
Yeah.
Nobody knew that Cooper Rush was going to do this, except maybe Cooper Rush and Kellen Moore.
Well, that season's still over. That says more about the Bengals.
You're saying that.
Because now the Giants is a real game.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Like before, the Giants, they may not look as good. Now the Giants is a real game. It's a competitive game.
The Giants, there's no doubt about it. You really have to feel a certain way about the Giants.
Well, they're competitive and they're scrappy.
That's as well coached as they've looked since Tom Coughlin.
Yeah, and they're scrappy, right? And they're not going to beat themselves, and they're scrappy. And if the game is close, you can say that the coach, we talk about war in baseball, you can say that Daboll's worth 3 points.
That's fair.
His football act, so if it's close, he's going to be the difference. Because he's not going to really be out-coached. And Wink Martindale's not going to be out-schemed on the defensive side of the ball because he's a great coordinator.
How do we feel about – I mean, did the Packers give you anything about that game?
It tells me nothing.
Nothing, right? Because the Bears just – they just
like,
not that.
Yeah, it
they beat the Niners
nothing.
Last week, but that was a bad weather game.
It tells me that run defense is a little porous too because we know that Chicago don't have a great offensive line. That's the weakest part of their game,
well,
and they're running the ball down their throats.
Well, so were the Packers. I thought Aaron Rodgers and the Packers did a great job we're going to run the ball.
Getting their best players on the field.
With those two guys, I mean, that's a good running attack.
But what happens when they go against a team that got great corners that's going to take, like I said, like, man, Sammy Watkins, this is a day off. Like, and really? Randall Cobb, this is day off, mm-hmm. right? Like, this is no problem. So then we're going to put eight people in the box because we got these receivers. Mm-hmm. We're not afraid of these receivers. What's going to happen when they go against those players? That's the big picture. Like, what happens when they go against Tampa? And Tampa is
– We're going to find out.
And Tampa has traditionally two defensive tackles in Aaron Hicks and Vita Vea that you traditionally don't run the ball on. So now Aaron Rodgers has to open it up. And try. Remember what happened last year? They got the brakes beat off them last year by Tampa. And now they're going down there again. Mm-hmm. And Tampa defense may be better this year than they were last year.
All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So we continue with Overreaction Monday with your calls. Mike Tannenbaum's going to stop by, give us his take, of course, on the San Francisco situation and how sometimes the trades you don't make end up being the best ones. But first, Bart, tell us about Body Armor.
This football season, Body Armor is the choice for hard-working hydration. Whether you're running plays on the field or cheering on the home team, Body Armor keeps you on top of your game with potassium-packed electrolytes, antioxidants, and no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. Buy any one Body Armor between now and November 1st for a chance to win $100 gift card from DraftKings. No purchase necessary. Gear up this fall with Body Armor Sports Drink, more than a sports drink. Void where prohibited. Open to residents of U.S. 21 years or older.
They did it to you again.
No, in
the script?
No, I just hate when they put call to action. Like, I don't need that. Just let me keep reading. I don't need you to say it's
the
call
about,
to action. Yeah, you can move. Yeah, I don't need the about or the call to action. Just let me read the script.
But how about the fact that when they said the chance to win a $100 DraftKings gift card?
Yeah.
Like, can you just put the dollar sign and 100.
Yeah.
I don't need it written out. $100.
Step by step, brick by brick. We're right? figuring out how to write these.
We're going to have to just rewrite these as we go. It's Bart Hart, Alan on Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are surviving somehow, some way through all these terrible scripts that we just need to rewrite ourselves. But we have your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. If you thought week one of the NFL season was wild, week two had everybody emotional. I mean, just the plays, the comebacks, the storylines on so many different things that they talk about emotions running high and the rivalry that continues to heat up between the Bucs and the Saints. If you're just joining us, Mike Evans now will miss next week's game against the Packers. He's suspended for a game for his actions in that altercation that they had that started with, oddly, Bruce Arians on the sideline.
Yeah, what's up with that? Nobody saying nothing about that?
Tom Brady getting into it with Marshawn Lattimore. And Mike Evans deciding that he's going to get into it with Lattimore again.
Yeah.
And he gets suspended again. So they'll be without him in that game. But overreactions come fast and furious. 888-SAY-ESPN. How about we go to Louisville and talk to Marco, who has an apology? Marco.
Yo, Bart.
What up?
I tried to get through all last week. I'm from Elyria, Ohio, 30 miles outside of Cleveland. I was going to tell you how it's going to beat. The Jets down right before he threw that interception. I had my tweet ready for you, and I put the phone down. I had a Herm Edwards moment. I couldn't press send. Did y'all just see me tweet y'all like I've been on hold for 52 minutes?
No, I mean, we you know, it's tough for us to scroll through all the tweets, man, but we appreciate you being active on our show,
and
man.
And also patient
hey,
as well, Marco.
I'm a truck driver listening to you every day, and Bart, I can't wait till we play y'all again.
Who else? The Jets? That's going to be like 4 years from now.
I mean,
you better get ready for them Ravens because they're going to be pissed
Jets.
Off. You better be ready. You better be ready.
At least every team in our division lost.
Yeah, that's true. Y'all actually stand. Y'all still tied with everybody.
I love this though, Marco. Continue to drive safe, and thank you for listening to the show. We appreciate you.
We appreciate our logistics drivers, man. You know what I mean, moving these products, especially
no
with
doubt.
The supply chain being all jacked up. If y'all weren't moving these products for us, man, groceries would be even more expensive, man. So thank you to all the truck drivers, everybody out there that's delivering packages.
Stay safe, stay awake.
Thanks a lot.
We do our part trying to keep you entertained in the long drives. His Twitter handle is DaGoat, and he calls himself Marco the Great. And I love it.
What's your middle name, Leonidas? What the hell are you talking about?
Let's continue. Let's see. We've got all kinds of. Oh, we go to Michigan. We talked to Zach. Overreactions. Zach.
Hey, guys. A big fan of the show. First time calling in.
Oh, thank you.
I think the Packers are in big trouble. Rodgers showed last night he doesn't trust his young receivers and that he's going to rely on the old guard. And those guys are not going to stay healthy. They haven't. They don't have a history of staying healthy. And when they get hurt, like they're eventually going to, he's not going to have anybody he trusts to throw the ball to. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you.
That's not an overreaction.
And when he played them Detroit Lions, it ain't going to be no easy fight this time, man. It's going to be like Cinderella, man. Yo, what happened, man? You beat him easy last time. He ain't the same guy. And the Lions ain't the same damn team. And when they get Jamison Williams and, you talk about St. Brown having a touchdown in 6 games. Now, you put that thunder and lightning with T.J. Hockenson, Swift doing his thing, a top 5 offensive line.
All he needs is a quarterback in Detroit.
And Aiden Hutchinson?
Yeah, oh, yeah. He gets
3 Sizzaks?
You see him on
if all Akuda, four? If Akuda can step up, being a top 10 corner from Ohio State, if he can step up, the future is bright. And I tell you what, don't worry about our quarterback.
No?
Don't worry about it. We got 2 first-round draft picks, baby. Yeah, we all good. See? We Gucci, Gucci, Gucci.
I knew that was coming. Let's continue with overreaction.
Bryce Young, quarterback of the team. No,
overreaction. Let's see. Oh, we go to San Antonio. Strong, we talked to Roy. What's up, Roy?
Hey, y'all. Hey. What's listen, good? I told y'all last week, get rid of Dak. Now, they may not do real, real good, but they're going to do better without Dak in there. Okay, I'm sorry. He accident prone. He always get hurt. And then I told you, Bart, didn't I tell you about that Tua Bailoa too low? Remember?
Bro, it took a total collapse. They were down 21 points in the fourth.
That's all right.
That is a win. A dub is a dub. A dub is a dub. But no, you know what you got
Thank
now?
You.
You know what you got now?
What?
You got a pissed-off Raven team, and they're going to take it out on everybody. Did you see Lamar Action Jackson? How dare Xavier Howard think he can win a foot race with Action Jackson? Did you see Bateman? And guess what? We got our number one left tackle, $100 million coming back. We got J.K. Dobbins coming back, and we got Travis coming back.
They at home right now and watching the game.
But guess what? We still in the same place we was when the week started.
Roy, we appreciate you, man. You got him going, Roy. Roy got him going.
Roy, I hope you eat something spicy and have acid reflux.
He just enjoyed that. We continue. Let's see. Okay. We go to San Diego. We have Will. Overreaction Monday, Will.
Hey, what up? How you doing, fellas? Thanks for having me on the show.
What up?
Hey, Bart, I got to get on you, man. You my boy, Bart, but I got to get on you.
Okay.
You had too much trust and faith in Jameis Winston, man.
No, I didn't.
I know you've been super hype. hold on. Let me go off before you react. You've been super hype on the Saints.
Yep.
About 3 weeks ago, I didn't get a chance to get on the show. I wasn't able to get in through the call, but y'all did a list of the five most people who was on watch or whatever.
Yep.
Jameis Winston should have been number one on that list. Because if Jameis Winston don't do a good job just – he probably gonna be a backup quarterback the rest of his career, man.
That's true.
You look at Jameis Winston this year; he's 30th in QBR, 30th out of all the quarterbacks. He's 30th in QBR. He ain't really looked good. The Saints ain't looked good, and my overreaction is the Saints will not make it to the playoffs.
Man, you crazy as hell. Okay, Tom Brady had to get a phantom call saying unnecessary roughness on a corner on a 260-pound tight end that he missed. He glanced him. He didn't even hit him. He didn't even connect with no knockout shot. No helmet to helmet. And they won by 10 points. And guess what? They played without Alvin Kamara. I think Alvin Kamara has a lot to do with the win and losing. Now, I know they played without Chris Godwin, but Alvin Kamara is going to get more touches. Kamara is going to get more touches than Godwin, right? Because he's the running back. So he's going to get 20 to 30 opportunities to change the difference in the game. That defense looks dominant.
We've got coming up, though, a BS translator, and there's definitely one that you're going to want to translate there about Jameis that we will get to. But we got more overreaction. This has been fun. See, everybody, we got the hang of it now. We're in a good rhythm now because I don't know if you heard Roy, but he said that Dak was accident prone. It was just like the best take ever because he is.
No yogurt for him, man.
I mean, it just happens, right? It just happens. We go to West Virginia and talk to Steven. Overreaction Monday. What do you got for us, Steven?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call.
What up?
Glad to have you.
Hey, man, my overreaction, my family and I, we went to the Baltimore-Miami game yesterday. Man. First time ever. It was awesome. And what I witnessed – Miami will win the Super Bowl. You're not going to be able to stop Tyreek and double cover Tyreek. And then you're going to have Waddle wide open. Or you're going to double wide Waddle, and then you're going to have Tyreek open. You're not going to be able to stop both of them.
You just play cover two. That's all you have to do. Cover two is too deep. That's basically doubling both of them.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Like, come on, man. Like, Tyreek Hill, they did lose the Super Bowl, right, with Tyreek Hill, Kelce, and other great receivers. Like, come on, man.
Listen,
like,
Steven,
don't act like this is the most unstoppable duel. They were down by 21 points.
You're missing the point, Bart. It's Overreaction Monday. That's an overreaction from Steven.
Well, I'm bringing them back to reality.
That's all you're doing.
Overreact about everybody but the teams I care about.
This has been fun. We're blowing right through the break. Yell at me later. We're blowing through the break. These are too good. Williamsburg, Jared, what do you got for us?
Hey, what's going on, man? What's going on, Dr. Pepper Hotline? How y'all doing today?
Oh, there you go, Jared. Way to bring in the sponsor. Nice job.
Hey, man, that's good. Before I get to my overreactions, don't y'all think Justin Fields look like Christopher Reeve's son, a.k.a. known as Kid from Kid and Play?
Does he look like Kid?
I don't know. No, he'll look like Kid. We'll got to do some research.
I'm going to have to do a side-by-side on that.
Do some research on that. But look, two overreactions real quick. Jets-Giants Super Bowl this year, and my Panthers are going to go 0-16 and pick up Zach Wilson in 3 years because we like to have a fifth quarterback on the roster.
When in doubt,
hey, man, y'all have a good day.
Find the Jets. Thank you, Jared.
I tell you what, Baker, how that's looking. Like, the crazy thing is Sam Darnold may be back in the competition when he comes back from injury.
No doubt, right?
Like, you know what?
What you'd love to do in Carolina is do one of those, like, secret ballot.
Yeah.
Like, you know when they used to pass notes around in school where it's like, do you like so-and-so, hit X
yes
or yes
no. Yeah,
or
yeah.
No, right? And you pass that around. Like, if you pass one of those around and collect it from all the players, do you want Baker as your starting quarterback? Check yes or no.
Yeah.
You think it'd be like
some people
52,
might say,
48.
Yeah,
like,
that's going to be tough. Well, the thing is, Matt Rule has went all in. And this could cost him his job.
It's going to.
And it's crazy. He got a $60 million deal, and he has done zero.
Look, he'll never be poor, but he might not be employed.
Yeah.
That's a big difference,
of course.
He'll
go back to college.
Which he probably should.
Where can he go?
He looks really
good. I'm sure I see him in Notre Dame.
Arizona State.
Yeah.
There's suddenly an opening there.
Yeah, see Herm.
Nebraska.
Yeah, that's
suddenly
crazy.
An opening there.
Yeah, Herm, man.
Yeah, Herm just that's, you know, got to a point, right? They had to make a choice. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We continue.
I ain't got a read, do you? Because I'm in ketosis.
You're going ketosis? I don't think we have a read here. I think it's just time for us to say goodbye. Like I said, we blew through the break. Renee is jumping up and down right now in the control room.
I'm by my protein bar.
You go for the protein bar. I'm going to tell everybody that we've got the calls stacked and racked, and we have your overreactions. We will get to all of them. Be patient. One man waited 52 minutes, he said, but we got to him. But we also have the BS translator. Things that were said yesterday that Bart needs to let us know what they're really saying. It's Bart and Hunt. Oh, wait a minute. No, we're not doing BS Translator now because Mike Tannenbaum is joining us next. Then we'll do BS Translator.
Meh.
Yeah. All that and more. Let's just see. We're like Nathaniel Hackett. We're just figuring it out as we go.
Shooting from the cuff.
Bart and Hunt, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hunt.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, Bart, so we have gone through what was a real busy day yesterday in the NFL. We still have two games tonight, Monday Night Football. Titans at the Bills. That's a 7 o'clock. So we had a doubleheader. 7 o'clock game. ESPN has that broadcast. And you get the Lewis Riddick and Orlovsky and Steve Levy and Lauren Rutledge. They're all part of that broadcast, so it's cool to see that. And then the game on ABC is the 8:30. It's 8:30, so games will be at the same time.
Yeah,
which
it's
is
like
new.
Sunday, but it's just like Sunday.
Yeah, so there'll be that on. Flipping back and forth kind of thing, and that's going to be the Vikings and the Eagles, and I think that's going to be
all of a sudden,
really interesting game.
That's going to be a great game,
and that's of course Joe Buck, Troy Aikman, and the crew. So you have that. So we still have two more games, and boy, it has been some week too, and a lot of headlines, a lot of things to talk about. And to do that, let's bring in, of course, a great friend of the show. Mike Tannenbaum, our ESPN NFL front office insider, who joins us right now. And Mike, right out of the gate, I've got to ask you about the San Francisco situation, the 49ers keeping Jimmy G, and how, from a front office perspective, it's that old adage, sometimes the best moves are the ones you don't make. And right now this sets up as, boy, it's a good thing they kept him.
That's exactly right, guys. Like, the best move they made was keeping Jimmy G. I said all along he would give them a better chance to win this year than Trey Lance. And again, it's completely unfortunate what happened with Trey Lance, who has a great future, but he just didn't have a lot of experience. So when Jimmy Garoppolo plays, the 49ers win. He played well yesterday. This is a team that's in a win-now mode. So I actually think this actually works out well short-term for the 49ers.
You know, the crazy thing, though, Mike, is this was supposed to be a year that Trey Lance was able to get experience. He's going to be out for a significant time, and he won't be able to have the opportunity to really – get experience on the field. So next year you find yourself in the same predicament where you have a team that's ready to win now, and he's no more prepared from a physical standpoint, maybe from a mental because he can learn something from watching, but from a physical standpoint next year. So why not sign Jimmy G to another 1 year as an insurance policy, because you're still not putting too much equity or money in the position, because Trey Lance is still on a rookie deal.
And that's something that I'm sure the 49ers will think about. This could go a little bit back to Brett Favre when we traded for him at the Jets, and they knew they had something special in Aaron Rodgers, and they maybe have played 7 games in 3. So at some point they're going to have to take that leap of faith, Bart. Maybe it's this year, maybe it's not, but it's a fair point to really think about. Hey, what kind of future does Jimmy have this year? One other issue, though, is, Bart, which is from a player perspective, Jimmy G may say, you know what? I don't want to be here long term. You know, you drafted my replacement. I'm a free agent at the end of the year. I don't want to sign.
That's true. I mean, I'm sure Carolina would be lining up to talk to him. They can't get that position right. But the team that I'm most concerned with is the Indianapolis Colts, because they have a great roster. And we thought Matty Ice would just plug and play. Why are they struggling so much? I mean, the Jacksonville Jaguars, 0? You got shut out by Jacksonville?
Yeah, I think the question, Mike, out of that one is this. If you're in the front office there, which question are you asking yourself? Did we make the mistake with the quarterback or with the head coach?
Yeah, their offensive line isn't as good as it once was. They've had some defections there. They're not certainly as good at left tackle. I think that's where it starts. And to go winless against Houston and Jacksonville is a massive concern if I'm them. And I would have questions about the head coach. The quarterback, you know, you might give him the benefit of the doubt about luck. Excuse me. Brissett comes in, plays okay. Then they go out and get Phillip Rivers. That was a Band-Aid. Carson Wentz didn't work out. And now, you know, it's really, really early, guys. But initially, it doesn't look great on Matt Ryan. You know, when you get five swings at the quarterback position, oftentimes you don't get a sixth in this business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is true. Speaking of head coaches, would you be concerned in Denver that you made a mistake with Nathaniel Hackett after seeing not only like how things botched in the first game of the season and the loss, but even in the win, him being booed by the home fans during a game where there were several times where he just looked confused. The team didn't look organized at all. A lot of mistakes. They still pull out the win. They're playing the Texans. But would you have some concerns 2 weeks in that, wow, maybe we got a guy that's just not ready to be a head coach?
Absolutely. And when you compare him to Brian Daboll, Kevin O'Connell, yes, Mike McDaniel in Miami, those young coaches have acquitted themselves very well. So Nathaniel Hackett just doesn't look prepared. 13 penalties at home, unacceptable. Russell Wilson to throw for under 50% when career he's 65%, unacceptable. So, Alan, that's a very fair point.
Did we maybe miss the fact that he never called plays and we gave him credit for what LaFleur was doing because he was simply the quarterback coach, yeah, and Aaron Rodgers, and maybe his resume got puffed up higher than it should be because when we look at it, it looks like he's ill-prepared to get plays in a timely fashion, and maybe we say, okay, well, he's learning on the job, and we thought that the offense would come in and just be seamless.
Yeah, it's a fair point, something that, you know, we did talk about in the offseason. The other point I would make, Bart, and you know this with your Raven lineage, but how many head coaches did Ray Lewis make? And, you know, when you just look at what Tom Brady did for countless coordinators, obviously so did Bill Belichick, but clearly, you know, Nathaniel Hackett benefited from Aaron Rodgers. He needs to work on his preparation because he's demanding that from his players. But clearly, right now, he just looks in over his head, and hopefully they could turn that around pretty quick.
Barton Hahn, presented by Progressive Insurance, talking with Mike Tannenbaum. You mentioned Brian Daboll. Is what you saw in the first 2 weeks from the New York Giants, I mean, I felt like it's the most organized I've seen them since Tom Coughlin. Like just for 2 weeks now in a row, that's what they look like. Are you seeing the same thing in the Giants? Are they a team that you're like that you believe after just seeing what Daboll has brought that this is a team to keep an eye on in the NFC East?
Yeah, I work with Brian in New York. He's a great guy. What you see is what you get. He's very relatable to people in an authentic way. He's not a guy that's going to be one way one day and something else another day. And he is somebody that is likable. He does a really good job of trying to figure out what buttons to push on each player. That always impressed me about him. And look, they got a million miles to go. I thought Daniel Jones could have thrown the ball a lot better yesterday, mm-hmm, but to their credit, he didn't have his A game and they still won.
Right. And again, less is more from Daniel Jones at this point. Mike, great to catch up. Thanks so much for a few minutes.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Mike Tannenbaum, again, our ESPN NFL front office insider. It's Barton Hahn. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. If you're a renter, make sure you're protected. Renter's insurance includes options that cover stolen property, personal injury, and living expenses if your place is damaged. Quote Renter's Insurance at Progressive.com. We continue with Overreaction Monday. Your calls. We got lots of them, Bart. Let's get to them. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
Bart and Hahn.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Once upon a time, not long ago.
When people wore pajamas and lived life slow, people wore pajamas. Do you wear pajamas?
No, man.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like my damn underwear.
Do you remember?
I
don't either.
Hot as hell at night.
Do people still buy pajamas? Like, are there people that do like the
silk pajamas? Like the silk pajamas?
Like Ward Cleaver? Like you got the whole thing and the robe too?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you got slippers at the side of your bed that if you get out, I ain't touching the floor with my bare feet, so I'm going to put them right in these slippers that are sitting right next to my bed. I don't own pajamas. I haven't owned pajamas since I was a child.
Yeah, when your mom was putting you in that hot stuff and they were like, you got to catch fire or something like that. Man. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They would like, if they got static, never mind. The point is,
the ones with the feet on
if you still wear pajamas.
Couldn't even steal no cookies at night, huh?
If you're a man, I should say, and you still wear pajamas. Because I don't think men wear, do men still wear pajamas? Am I just not like,
I don't want nothing that's
not a gentleman?
Yeah, I don't want nothing that's going to ride up.
Do you need to be a gentleman to wear pajamas? That's the question.
And then usually
women wear pajamas. I can understand that. Like my wife has pajamas. Like I understand, right? It's different. But when you're like, do they even make men's pajamas?
They do.
They do?
Like, and what if you were like, what if you get some silk pajamas on a silk bed? You're going to slide right off.
Right off. But do you want to be in pajamas? Let's say, no. God forbid, something happens and you got to run out of your house in the middle of the night and everybody's there and your neighbors come out and you're sitting there in like pajamas and they're looking at you like, really? For real?
First of all, it's important for men to not wear anything and let everything breathe and
that
stretch
out. That is important.
Out.
That's the fact.
You know, you got to get that blood. You can't have your stuff constricted all the time in tight underwear.
Yeah, you don't need to be wearing like, you know.
Yeah, have your stuff in like in a drawer restrict, all the time. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Boxers, fine, or nothing.
But a lot of times I go nothing, just let my stuff breathe.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you. Same thing. And it's very comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the way it's supposed to be.
And it helps.
But I could be wrong.
Keeps the blood flow going, man. You know what I'm saying?
I want to know, at Barton Hunt, if you're a grown man, you still wear pajamas.
Dude walking around with these Supermans cutting off circulation. You know what I'm saying?
Underoos.
We call them the Supermans. You know what I'm saying? Hey, bro, why am I seeing the bottom of your butt cheek? Yeah, like, come on, Doc. Hey, man, put those up, Doc. Grown-ass man with some da-dun-da-duns.
Oh, my God. I am curious about that, but I always used to laugh because he said when people wore pajamas and lived life slow. Slick Rick had that line.
Yeah.
And I'm like, when? Yeah, you're right, because people don't wear pajamas anymore, right? Like, mostly pajamas are like
– yeah, they're for show. Sure. Maybe they give you for Christmas. Old, like, you put them on Christmas Day when the kids open and your wife wants to have you in a good picture or something.
I've never gotten pajamas as a gift.
Yeah. You put it out there, too, because you don't want nobody – get you no pajamas. Like, that's something your mom get you. Like, when you get older, I don't know how your mom does, but my mom, like, will still buy me socks. And
really?
Yeah.
That's nice. I get gift cards. Then it's like, get what you want.
Yeah.
That's really what it's become, though.
My mom bought me pajamas until I was, like, I want to say maybe 13, 14.
Did you have a hatch out in the back?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have a hatch out?
Octavius needed the hatch in the back. You know, the little buttons?
Yeah.
Just drop them. Just because the middle of the night.
Oh, my God.
Octavius can't sleep in a onesie.
He looked lazy like that, though. Like, he just want to open a trap door. Like, man, I don't want to pull all my
pants. Oh, man, I had too much cheese tonight.
I'm just going to leave the trap door open.
Just leave the trap door open, man.
So when it's time, I don't have to do anything. I'm half asleep as it is.
He cut the trap door out. He just walked around looking like Prince on stage.
Hey, a lot of stuff happened yesterday in the NFL. A lot of things happened in Major League Baseball, including Aaron Judge hitting a couple of more home runs.
Two more
now.
Away, right?
He's got 59. But you know what else happened yesterday? The Las Vegas Aces won the WNBA championship.
Yeah.
Now, say what you want. The game started at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, that's tough.
It was on ABC, but 4 o'clock.
Can we ask people who watched it?
I mean, I'm a basketball junkie. But even I couldn't possibly.
You're going to start it at the 4:05 games. The juiciest games.
The witching hour at 3 o'clock. Right? It's like red zone. Your head is spinning with the comebacks and all the crazy stuff happening. And you want me.
In the overtime game.
In the midst of all that madness, and then the 4 o'clock game starting, you want me now to just all of a sudden just flip over and watch what was a championship game. It was the clinching game. And Becky Hammon, in her first year as a head coach, won the championship. Somebody that a lot of people think could end up going into the NBA being a head coach. And she had great success, and it was a great win for an Aces team, and all that, and great for the franchise. Owner, by the way, is the Raiders owner.
Oh, okay, so they won something.
So he was there, but 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock. How am I supposed to watch this?
Yeah,
I missed it. I'll be
honest. You don't put anything up against football. World Series better not be on a Sunday.
We shall see. But we're back.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.